release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Indaba de Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Podcast and Chill. Hang on with one. You said you don't want me to call you an actress. What must I call you then?
Just call me an artist.
An artist.
A thespian.
A thespian.
Thespian, yes.
Yes, that's all.
Yeah.
Thespian. I don't know how I feel about thespian either because, you know... But as normal, you must be on my thespian.
Okay, how do I introduce you? Because people know you from the small screen. How do I introduce you?
I'm an entertainer.
Entertainer. Yes. I like that. So one of Mzansi's favorite entertainers.
Of course.
Yes. All right. Sims
now
and Gamma.
Talking. Yes.
All right. Round of applause. Round of applause there. Yes, yes, yes. By the way, you're the first celeb we've had in our new studio.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Your studio's blessed.
You're right. You like it. Mm. You like it though.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're the first. Hopefully this episode will live up to expectations. Because a lot of people wanted me on the show, eh?
Really?
Yeah, they wanted you on the show.
Like, me?
You gotta get some... Yeah!
Why?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Why? I honestly feel like I live such a boring life. I don't think people would be interested in my life.
Well, they are. How's motherhood?
It's great.
Yeah?
I am having so much fun that... A part of me forgot that I need to go work and I need to go make money for this baby that is here now. But I'm really having fun. I'm really having fun.
Isn't it weird when you have a kid, you realize like, fuck, what have I been doing with my life this whole time?
Right?
It's like your life was worthless.
Right. And also, they don't tell you about the good parts of being a parent.
Yeah.
They scare you and they tell you, yo, bruh, like, it's going to be hectic. But they don't tell you that this little person has a personality, they're funny, you know, you have fun. They are like your little best friend that thinks you are rich.
Yeah. How did you find out you were pregnant?
Sure. I was feeling really sick. So in 2019, I worked. Mm. I worked really, really hard. I was on Isidingo. I released my music. So I was traveling, doing gigs and all of that. And around December... I started getting tired.
Wow.
I was like, no. But in my mind, I thought it was just fatigue.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think you are pregnant. I was just like, oh, Lord. And I slept a lot. I was just like, no, I just need to sleep it off and then I'll be fine. And I wasn't getting better. So I had to take the test and Tiani was there.
Wow. Were you guys planning it or were you like
shocked? No, no. He wasn't planned. Definitely was not a plan. He was an oops baby.
Do you remember the position?
Most of us are oops babies.
Do you remember the position?
No, I don't remember.
Doggy.
I don't even remember the day he was conceived.
Yeah.
I don't. So I wouldn't remember. Shame, no.
Yeah, no, when that must I remember, I'm like, this one, no, I can feel it.
But that's what they say. They say the guys always know.
Yeah.
How?
You just feel it that I've released
like
life.
I just made a baby.
Yeah. Yes.
It's in
I
the blood.
Feel it. I know. Come on, guys. That's not true. It can't be true.
When you told, what's your...
Tino.
Tino, when you told him?
Dude, we both freaked out.
Yeah.
No, we were really scared, but everything worked out.
Mm.
You know, it worked out for the best. I guess it was meant to be this way, you know, and... Now that I look back, I'm like, everything is so beautiful right now. Mm. Everything fell into place. Whereas when we found out about the baby, we were thinking everything's just going to fall apart.
Mm.
You know, we're not ready. We're not, you know.
And you're a preacher's kid, so you can't have an abortion.
No.
Never crossed your mind.
No, it never crossed my mind. It didn't. I was just like, I'm having this baby. Besides, I'm 30.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, ready or not.
Here I come.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what were your cravings? Because I know you slept a lot during your pregnancy, but like when my woman was pregnant, she would eat sand. What were some of your cravings?
I loved corn.
Corn.
Sweet corn. I loved acha. I loved aromet.
I told you
I'm a Kasi girl. Like, I literally just wanted...
So you'd have a whole bowl of acha?
Yes. Aramet with everything, guys. Yeah. Everything had to have aramets. I used to carry it in my bag and just like... it was really nice. It was really nice, yeah.
What cravings did your women have, so?
Yo, I can't remember.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I wasn't living with her, so I didn't know, you know what I mean, like what she'd crave. But honest, I'd be lying, though. I can't remember.
Dude, I had to go out and find the best sand in the complex. Like, that's how bad it was.
For real. Jeez. So that's like straight sand, not even sand. Like those that you buy.
No, sand, dog.
Sand,
bro.
What if someone had pissed on it then? Like
it doesn't
previous
matter.
Night.
It doesn't matter.
And you know, whoa, she wants the baby daddy to go get it.
Yeah.
Not everyone can wow. make it feel and taste the way. Yeah. If it comes from somebody else, you're just like, no.
And why did you want to have a C-section though?
Because I'm not strong enough for... giving birth naturally. Mm. Oh my gosh, no. I was scared of giving birth naturally. And ish, I can't. Ngisabi pain. No, I got you. Nah.
So next baby, are you going to have a C-section
yes.
again?
Yes. Mm. Well, that's if I get another baby. Because my pregnancy was hard.
Yeah.
It was really, really hard. Like, everyone at home was tired of me. Like, I remember my dad saying, they better get this baby out.
Mm.
Before this baby kills my baby.
Wow.
Doesn't it take
it was that hectic.
Doesn't it take a while for the C-section to heal?
No, not for me. You have to get a good doctor. You know, my doctor is really, really amazing at what he does. And he's been doing it for a very long time. So I think it took about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, that's it.
Heal, yeah. Oh. But, like, I didn't feel pain because obviously I had painkillers at home. You know, so I could walk, I could do everything.
Is it true you almost lost your life during your pregnancy?
Well, I didn't almost lose my life, but it was very hectic. You know, I couldn't walk. I remember I was admitted at some point because I had a uterus infection.
What?
And yeah, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, she's going to die.
Yeah.
It was, we just need to treat her until she's well.
But I'm sure that
I was
that
on time, bed rest.
Yeah, like, yeah. But you're also scared because you know the older you are as a female, the more complicated it gets.
Yeah,
you know?
I was scared. But in general, pregnant women, we suffer from anxiety, you know, because you're always thinking, am I going to make it? Is the baby going to make it? Is everyone going to be fine, you know? So for me, that was the biggest thing, the anxiety and also just not knowing what's going to happen. Yeah.
And what did your parents have to say about like sex before marriage and having a baby before marriage?
Yo, I almost say something. I'm not going to say. You know, I've seen something on Twitter where they say sex before marriage, but let's mow. How was that? Okay, let's not go there. But look, I guess my parents are open-minded. You know, as much as I'm a PK, my parents have always encouraged us to just live our lives.
Yeah.
You know, like I understand that. Being a pastor is my dad's calling. You know, it's not my calling. So I need to live my life the way I want to live it. And my dad also says it. He says, yes, this is my calling and I go to this specific church and this is the religion that I believe in, but you don't have to. You don't even have to come to the same church. You need to make your own choice because at the end of the day, you have to have a relationship with your God.
100%.
It's not like because I'm a PK now, I've got a VIP section waiting for me in heaven. You know, there isn't. I have to live my life the way I feel is best. Yeah.
What did you think about who's that pastor? The one we were talking about last week, the one who made the headlines.
Oh, Makamo.
Yes.
Oh,
Bishop.
Bishop. Bishop.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What did you think about that whole thing?
I honestly felt like, what are we doing as Christians? You know, what? Sure. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Like, there's no respect anymore for Christianity or for churches or, you know, about bishop and whatever. Now, it's almost like, you know, it's not about the respect. It's not about the Bible. We are here to do something that is respectful and we need to honor God. But people are just living their lives. It's like,
okay, scamming.
Nah, I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to sleep with young girls. I'll do this and that and that. And it hurts because you find that people go to those places to seek help.
Yeah.
They go to church. They go to pastors.
Hope,
and
faith.
Yes, you know, hoping that I'm going to get help from this person. And if that's the last place that you thought you can go to get help, and that's what happens, it's like
so you're still religious? You
I am. Okay. I'm very religious. Like I believe in God, I believe in the Bible, I believe in Jesus, and I believe in the Jesus of today as well, you know. Yes, I read the Bible and I believe everything in the Bible, but I also believe in the miracles that have happened in my life. You know, I also believe that I have to be the Jesus that people need to see, you know, through my life. So, yeah, I'm very religious.
How would you feel when we got to heaven and then God's like, okay, you know what, it's fine, everybody can come in?
I'd be so happy. I'd honestly be so happy.
You'd be happy.
Yes. No. I'd be like, come in, everybody.
Serial killers. Yes. The killers, the rapists.
Guys, it's fine.
Oh, because, wow.
Listen, Mamela, if for instance, let's say you're drinking and drinking is wrong.
Yeah.
Example.
Yeah.
And God is like, okay, no, awusangeni. You know what I mean? And all you did was drink. Ah, come on. For not drinking. You know? And yes, there are obviously hectic crimes and all of that. But I mean, I feel like there's so many sinners around me that I love that I'd want to come, you know, that I want to go to heaven with.
Yeah.
You know?
And where do you stand with like your ancestors and spirituality and all that?
In terms of ancestors, I come from a Christian family.
Okay.
You know, so we don't believe in praying to ancestors.
For real.
I believe that they do exist. But we don't believe in obviously going Nyamatuneni and
for
all
real.
Of that. We don't do that. But at the same time, like I said, my parents are very open-minded. I come from a family where my dad would be like, you know what, whatever works for a person.
No, but what works for you?
That's it.
Regardless of your dad.
And for me, yeah? For me as well, whatever works for you as a person, it works. I'm not going to judge you because you have a calling, Yogubai Sangoma, because I'm a Christian. It doesn't work like that because that's your belief. That's how you grew up. As much as I don't want somebody to judge me for being a Christian and believing in Jesus, I'm not going to judge anybody else, you know, because we've got different paths.
Yeah.
You know, we believe in different things, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't believe we should be arguing that, oh my gosh, ancestors are right, Jesus is wrong, this and that and that. I honestly feel like if you believe in what you believe and you believe that it is the truth, then why are you concentrating on other things?
I see.
Just means that you are doubting your own
belief. I get you.
Why are you trying to prove it to anybody else? Don't. Just be in your lane and that's it.
So if you fell sick today and 2 months later they're like, you've got the calling to be a sangom, are you now going to heed that calling or are you going to just mice?
Oh my gosh.
You're going to mice.
No, I don't think I'd be able to follow that calling.
Wow.
So you don't think so. I honestly don't.
So you're willing
because
to...
Because of my belief in the Bible and Jesus and all of that.
Wow.
I don't think I'd be... It's fine.
You just allow whatever to happen to you.
Yeah, it's fine.
And they never kill you, apparently. You won't die. You just gonna suffer.
Yeah, but you can't... I don't know. I'm not sure because angilandeli, you know. But I've heard stories of if you don't twasa, your things are not gonna come together, whatever, you know. But because of my belief, I wouldn't do it.
So when something as tragic as what happened to your ex-husband happens, right? Don't you question God like Jesus and be like, why would he do that? I mean, you were just married for 2 months.
2 months, Of course. I knew that it was meant to happen the way it happened.
For real.
But I felt like there is no reason good enough for it. Like, I would ask God those questions. What's the reason behind it? You know, they always say, yes, they always say everything happens for a reason. Yes. But I felt like, what reason? Like, I didn't understand it. But I never lost my belief in God.
Get you.
Beautiful. You know, I never lost. I think at that time, God was the only thing that made sense.
He kept you sane.
That kept me sane.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would be like, how did you get up on stage and sing and all of that? And I was like, because at that moment, it was everything was so heavy in my spirit. The only thing that made sense was God. I'm a Virgo. I'm a perfectionist. Yeah. And I like planning and I like doing things, you know.
By the book
and whatever. And I've done that all my life.
Yeah.
You know, most of my life. And here's something that I didn't have control over. Mm. Something that I couldn't maybe pay for it to go away. Oh. There was absolutely nothing I could do about that situation. So the only thing I could do was look up to God and say, yo.
Sure.
This is up to you, bruh.
How do you meet Dumi?
Sure. I met Dumi through my best friend, Joanne Reneker. So they were friends.
Okay.
And she kept saying, there's this guy that wants to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, bruh.
Yeah. Oh, so you're single at this time, right?
Yeah. This time I'm single. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And so she calls me because she knew I wasn't going to come.
Yeah.
So she calls me. She's like, no, I'm coming to fetch you. I was still at the SABC at the time. Mm. And then she comes, she shows up, she's in her car, we go into her car, and then we leave. I don't see that there's a car following us.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay, we get to, where were we? Bram.
Bram, yes,
in Bram. Kitchener's.
Hey! Yes. It goes down there.
We go to Kitchener's. I'd never been to Kitchener's before. So we get there, get out of the car, and how there's two guys that are following us. I'm like, oh. And what's going on? She's like, I knew you wouldn't come.
Yes.
If I told you that there's two other guys that are coming, you are not gonna come. And I was like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
So we chilled and we spoke. Mm. And funny enough, Dumi he knew.
Did you know like, who he was at the time?
I knew that he was that Rhythm City guy.
Mm.
But I didn't know him.
Yeah.
And funny enough, he didn't know me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because most guys his age don't watch Mubango.
Okay.
You know, it's like my mother maybe watches you, but me, I don't. So, he knew what he wanted.
Wow.
He knew what he wanted. He literally just said, you're my wife.
Wow.
I'm going to have kids and whatever. And I'm like, this guy, you're so forward. Shem.
Yeah.
You are really forward. How do you know it's going to happen?
That's crazy. I said the same thing to my woman.
Are you
first
serious?
First night we met. And you still haven't married.
How?
Oh, gosh, that's crazy. And then from there, like, you guys just started meeting.
Yeah, from there, we were inseparable from that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy how it works, right?
Yeah, it's very crazy.
Wow.
Very crazy.
How did he propose?
He didn't. He just came home and was like, so if I want to lobola, what happens?
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, you have to write a letter to the uncles and whatever, to my parents. And then he was like, okay, I'll ask my dad to write the letter.
Mm.
And that's it.
Wow, man. And how are you with his family now?
We're okay. Mm. You know, I love his family. I'll forever love them. Mm. You know, we've been through a lot
together.
Mm. And they gave me a husband.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, and I'll forever be grateful for that.
Mm.
Forever be grateful for that.
Sure. Yeah.
When you moved on, were they okay with it?
Obviously not.
Mm.
You know,
are you serious?
And I understand. I honestly understand because they felt like they were Dumi now.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever happens with me, if there's jealousy, if there's what, you know, I'm their daughter.
Mm.
You know, that's how they felt. And it was okay. But we spoke and we're okay.
They never blamed you for anything?
No. Oh, I was blessed.
Yo, you're lucky.
I was so blessed because my mother-in-law was so supportive.
Wow.
And I guess it was because Dumi's dad passed away a year before Dumi.
Okay.
So she had just lost her husband as well. So she understood. And also she had just lost her son.
Shame, man.
You know. Oof. So at that moment, we became closer more than anything.
Take me back to the day. What happened? Were you in the car?
No. So, I was at my parents' house, right? We'd just gotten married, so obviously I had to move into his parents' house with his mom and him. So I was at my parents' house. My sister had just given birth 2 days prior.
Yeah.
So on the day, I was coming from the hospital to see my niece. And I told my brother that he should take me to Dumi's house, Dumi's mom's house. And on our way there, when we almost got there, I get a call from Dumi's best friend, Tato, and he says, listen, Dumi got shot. I'm like, wait. In my mind, obviously, I know that he wasn't in a fight because he's not that person. So I knew that it was either a hijacking or they were trying to take something from him. Okay, I tell my brother, I'm like, yo, we need to drive to the hospital now. They say he's at Tembisa Hospital. Get to Tembisa Hospital. He's lying there. He's still fine. He's still breathing. He's still talking. And the first thing he says to me is, babe, I'm sorry. And I'm like, sorry for what? You're the one that's lying there that's hurt. So why are you saying sorry to me? You know, but it doesn't hit me that, okay, this person's going to die. No.
Yeah, at all.
At all. Yeah. I'm thinking he's fine. He's breathing. He's talking. He's going to be fine, you know. And then the doctors come in and they're like, okay, we're taking him to theater. And then call my dad. Everyone would come and say goodbye to him. Okay, you're going to be fine. He goes in. And then 5 hours later, we've been waiting. And my dad is like, my dad has a medical history. So he's just like, it shouldn't be taking this long. Why is it taking this long? They just need to remove the bullet and whatever. Sure. If it does take long,
how many bullets
it should
be like
3 hours. It was two.
Just two.
Yeah, just two. So the doctors call us and they're like, he lost a lot of blood. We are still working on him. But I think they knew. At that point, they knew that he was.
So the last thing he said to you is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the last thing he said.
Sure.
So it was the craziest thing. So the doctors come in like, okay, he lost a lot of blood. So we're still working on him. And I'm like, oh, okay. But in my spirit, I feel that, no, there's something wrong. You know, there's really something wrong. But everyone says, okay, let's pray. Start praying. Everybody's just shouting at the top of their voices. They're praying, they're crying. And I can't utter a word. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't pray. I was just shaking. And then the doctors came in immediately after we prayed and they said, he's gone. And I was like, what? They're like, he's gone. I'm like,
no way. You denial.
I literally got up and walked out the door and started walking. And then I remember my dad following me and then he grabbed me. And I think that's when I cried. But like, I cried for like probably 5 seconds.
Because he's still in denial.
Yeah, because I cried and I'm like, no ways. I want to see him. Where is he? I want to see his body. Yeah. If he's saying he's gone. And they're like, okay, let's take you there. And I looked at him and I remember I opened his eyes because his eyes were closed. I opened his eyes and his pupil was grayish. That's how I knew he was gone because Dumi was full of life. You know when you see something lifeless? Like, I can't explain it. Like, it's almost as though they removed something. And I was like, what? Okay. No, he's definitely gone. Because he had such a big personality. You know, and to see him just there, it was like, okay. No, he's definitely gone. Definitely gone.
And your life changed after that?
Life changed. Like, I tell people a lot that that wasn't my worst nightmare. It was worse than my worst nightmare. Because my worst nightmare was, we're going to get married, We're going to have kids.
Kids, yeah. Go to Hollywood.
When he's like 60, maybe then we'll start worrying about sugar diabetes and stuff like that.
Too much acha.
You know what I mean? And then you're like, okay. But that was 2 months after your wedding. Huh. I had to plan a wedding and a funeral in 2 months.
Yeah.
In 2 months. And that's the reason why I don't care what people say about me, about my life, about how I live, because they were not there.
Mm.
When I was lying on Dumi's lifeless body, on his chest, crying, they were not there.
There were no cameras.
So don't come and tell me that I've moved on too quickly or I've done, because you were not there.
How surreal is it when Rhythm City makes an episode out of that?
Sure. I think Rhythm City kept him alive. In my mind.
Okay.
You know, as I watched him every day, because it was episodes I'd never seen before.
Yes.
Outfits he's wearing that I've never seen before.
Oh, but that's a mind fuck though.
It is. Oh. It is. So in my mind, when I was watching him, I'm like, okay, there he is. The last episode was the worst for me and for his mom. Like, we cried like he'd just passed away. Because you see the credits go up and they say, you know, this is the last episode.
Wow.
You're just like, we are never going to see him again. Now we are really not going to see him again. You know, so it does like mess with your mind.
Sure.
But.
Did they ever find the killer?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
they found him?
Yes, they did find the killers.
Those killers.
Yeah. The trial actually started on Monday. This Monday. It was his birthday, funny enough.
Yeah.
On the 31st of May. I made a conscious decision not to follow the trial.
Okay.
Because losing Dumi is a big enough burden to carry. I'm not going to carry the burden of not forgiving as well.
Oh.
That's going to be too much for me.
Sure.
That's going to be way too much for me. So I don't follow the trial. I don't...
Geez, you're a bigger person than I could ever be.
No, look, if the justice system fails me, then what? If they run free, then what? Am I going to be miserable?
There's a high chance.
Yes, am I going to be miserable for the rest of my life because there's somebody I haven't forgiven? So for me, even the day I found out that somebody killed him, I did not even think about that other person.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought about Dumi. I thought about what he went through. I thought about my pain and the burden of it all. Mm. I think it was going to be way too much for me.
What are some of the things that you were going through that obviously we're not privy to?
Yeah.
Because you never shared them. But I can just imagine, like, during that time, it must have been crazy.
It was crazy because you feel like it's not real.
Mm.
Every day you wake up and you think, this person's is going to walk through the door.
Mm.
Especially because you know their times. You know, at 5:30 or 6:00 comes back from work. So you expect the door to open any minute.
Mm.
And then you constantly remember that, no, this person's not coming back.
Sure.
So for a good 3 months, I didn't live.
Huh.
Mm. I did not live
for
a good 3 months. I was literally in bed. And for me, I tell people all the time that moving on means being able to get out of bed for someone.
Mm.
For another person, it means taking a shower.
Mm.
For another person, it means, oh, now I'm ready to love.
Yeah.
You know, people feel that when you move on, you forget. How?
How?
How do I forget cleaning the blood from Dumi's car?
Mm.
How do you forget something like that? How do I forget seeing him washing his body? How do I forget things like that, you know? So for me, moving on was allowing myself to live.
Yeah.
Allowing, opening up to love again, you know? But you don't forget the experiences. Can't erase them.
Yeah.
They're always going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to confront the killers and say something, would you take that chance and you say?
Oh, yeah. I would. Something that I think about a lot. This is what I would say. I'd literally be like, Ntwana, Zikipan, Begwenzakalani that day. Uvuke wakeza. And then I just want to know what he did. Because I want to know if he planned it, if it was a mistake, if I want to know what happened after you pulled the trigger. Mm. Was your hand hot? Mm. What was the sensation? Mm. Like, what was going through your mind as you were driving off? Mm.
Did you have to pull the trigger?
Yeah, did you have to pull the trigger? Because I bet you if you waited for a minute and listened to Dumi, you would have fallen in love with him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Just a minute.
Yeah. Mm.
But you didn't even give him that chance, you know. And he wasn't doing anything to you, bruh. He was just chilling in his car.
Just living his life.
And he wasn't even like, I don't know, somewhere clubbing or whatever. He was literally at his friend's house outside. He was dropping off his friend. Mm.
Do you get triggered when you see a Golf 7?
Yes.
Nah.
A white Golf 7 all the time. Mm. I even know the sound of the Golf 7. If a Golf 7 had to pass by now, I'd know it's a Golf 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how so many bad things have been said about you, but nothing about the killer?
Thank you.
Dude.
Like zero.
I say this all the time. I'm like, I am the woman that loved Dumi. I am the woman that made sure his legacy lives on. Mm. Dumi's memory is so fresh in people's minds today because of me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I am the one that...
I never met the guy, but just from hearing you, sounds like he was an amazing guy.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
He was amazing. And I knew that. And I made a conscious decision that people are not going to forget his name. People will never forget who he was. Mm. And I remember when I was finishing off his album, that was such a difficult process for me because you listen to the music, you hear his voice, you do all of that. And also, having to finish it, it was also a healing process for me, you know. And I released it. I wrote a song about him. Mm. I printed t-shirts in his memory. Mm. I shot a music video in his memory. There's nothing I did not do to honor that man.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do to still honor him, you know. And I'm okay. If people feel that they want to say bad things about me, well, that's your life.
Why don't you ever clap back?
It's not me.
Mm.
Once you've been through something like this, like such a tragedy,
yeah,
people don't exist.
Oof.
Forget that their opinions matter. They don't exist because they were not there at my lowest. Why should they matter now?
Did you lose friends during that time? Like industry friends?
I've never really had a lot of industry friends, you know.
Yeah.
But did I lose friends? Yes.
Mm.
Because they're you learn. There are people that say, I'm going to be there for you no matter what.
Yes.
And they stick with you. And there are people that get tired along the way, and it's okay.
Yeah. Mm,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I've learned that the people that are meant to be in your life will always be there.
And who are those people right now in your life that were with you through that whole ordeal?
Definitely my family.
Yeah.
My sisters, my mom, my dad, and my best friends.
Yeah.
My best friends, oh my gosh. They, like, Tembi has been there through it all.
Tembi said?
No.
Oh. That's not you, Tembi, I know.
Tembi Simpio's best friend. sure, she's been there through it all. And Minnie and Shandu, those three have been there, I mean, from the beginning. And Joanne, I think. Joanne, more so because she was also friends with Dumi.
Exactly. She was the Cupid.
Exactly. Yes. So she's just like, oh. I remember Joanne said to me this one time, there is no way I was meant to bring pain into your life.
Mm.
I don't believe that was what was meant to happen.
100%.
You know. So at some point she did feel bad about it. Like, I'm the one that introduced them, you know. But also she was going through pain, so...
Did you ever think about killing yourself so you can be with him?
No.
Mm.
Never. And I think that's where my faith saved me.
Gotcha.
that's where my faith saved me. If I didn't believe in the Bible and what it says about suicide, then I think maybe I would have done it.
Yeah.
But I've never thought about it.
Did you wish you were there? Maybe things would have turned out different.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You play different scenarios yeah. in your head.
Like, why did he go to that friend? That I friend of him, we didn't even like him.
I remember there was a day when I even thought, I should have been in that theater. And I'm like, Bozo Inzani, babes, because you're not a doctor. Yeah. You don't know. Bozo Inzani, you know? And I feel like maybe if I had called him earlier to come pick me up, or, you know, then he would have missed that time. You know, you think of a lot of things until you get to a point where you realize that, yo, this was just meant to happen.
Fate.
There's absolutely nothing you could have done.
Dude, you are so strong, man.
I don't have a choice.
Yo.
I don't. Like, I've learned that the situation is going to be difficult, whether I'm strong or weak.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult. I had to choose my path. I had to say, Sims, are you going to be depressed? Are you going to be weak, depressed, and pay medical bills? Or are you going to be strong, live your life, and improve your life? Both ways are going to be difficult. You just have to choose which one you want.
Dude, I lose my mind when my woman's gone for the weekend, just the weekend.
Bruh. It's the craziest thing. Till this day, I will not tell you how I made it through or how I am making it through. Because you just wake up and do what you need to do.
How soon after his death did guys start hitting on you? Because you know guys can hit on you at the funeral.
Hey, you're not bad looking. She's not bad looking either.
Exactly.
You actually look better in person, I must say.
Oh, thank you. Hey,
you're giving me Doja Cat vibes. Hey.
Let me
it's like
tell
you flew
you
off from
guys.
America right
oh
now.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. Guys hit on you during that time. Like when they're coming, you know, Bazo, what do you call it? Bazo inside ngonje. Bazo tutu.
Bazo tutu. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
During that time, uzwange haku kuthi hayi brother. The way I'm hugging a corner face. I le hug le. You know that handshake, ene?
Yes, yes.
He was like, ay, 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 this handshake. I'm not so sure. Yeah. Like, you know? But it's so funny. It kind of laugh and you're just like, but guys, are you serious?
Yeah,
and also, it used to irritate me, you know, and it used to disgust me because I'm just like, how dare you?
Yeah,
you know, I just lost.
Yeah.
And at that time, you're not even thinking of moving on. You're not attracted to anybody.
No.
You would just feel like, oh my gosh, I don't.
Hey.
So disgusting.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I got out the house, I went to a mall and whatever. And guys were hitting on me. Like,
wow.
Guys were just like, yo, okay, hey, this girl. Hello, nice. Hello, sissy, sister. You know, the typical things. And I was so disgusted. And I got home and I was like, Sims, listen, bruh. You lost a husband.
Yeah.
You are still hot.
Yeah.
True.
You haven't changed. You still look the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to stop these men from hollering. You know, they're still going to holler. So you just need to accept and also just adjust to this new world that you are in. And that's it.
How hard was it to love again? Or like, when did you make a decision? Like, cool, you know what? I'm going in.
Let me tell you, a year after Dumi passed away, like when you go through grief, in my mind, because like I said, I'm a Virgo, I plan.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, in a year's time, bruh, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be great. I'm going to start dating. I'm going to, that's what's going to happen. And I remember I used to watch Letsego Zulu a lot and the Ayanda Ngwane's. I'm like, okay, she's reached a year and she's still fine. You know, I'm going to get there.
Lerato.
I'm going to get four, you know. And I'd be like, yo, I saw Letsego Zulu and she posted that she took off her ring. After a year, and I was like, I'm also gonna get there. And after a year, I'm gonna start dating, definitely. A year hit. It felt like it just happened.
Wow.
I cried and I was like, I was devastated. Like at that time, I didn't even look at guys. Like, it was like, what? Why am I still here? I thought I would have moved from here by now. And I just had to give myself time.
So how did you meet Tino? Did he give you a hug at the funeral?
Tino didn't even know.
Palms. And scratch your palms.
No. No, he, thank God he wasn't one of those guys, because yeah. I'd just be like, no.
Yeah.
Tino, we met at SA Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a model. Mm-hmm. So he was there with his friends, but I honestly didn't notice him. When I saw him with Pindi Gwala and Pindi's husband Amando, who is also a model and Tino's friend. Mm. So I just saw Pindi and I was like, "Hi, how are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, Pindi's with a lot of tall, dark, handsome men."
Yeah.
But anyway, bye. Yeah. And I was with my other friend and we chilled, and yeah, Tino saw me there.
That's it. So what was going on in the DMs? Didn't you guys
hit the DMs? You know, with those DMs, let me tell you. Mm. I learned that people read what they want to read.
Ah, okay.
Because from those DMs, people took those DMs, and in their mind, they said, okay, so they met the first time. The next day, they had sex, and then she fell pregnant. Those were the comments on Twitter.
Yeah. But who DM'd who?
So he DM'd me, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm an old school
girl. Yeah, yeah.
I'm very old school. You have to shell at me, bro.
So when he DM'd you, had you met?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like, what? Are you serious? You guys came to this conclusion.
But you were flirting with him, though.
I was like, I was. Like, I was just like,
you can tell you're thirsty.
But I was. But that's the truth. But that's the truth. I hadn't had any in over, I don't know, 2 years. Like, come on. Like, it's a long time.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. He's like, but also, like, people read it the way they want to read it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember he said, don't be a stranger. Do you say don't be a stranger to strangers?
No.
Thank you. Mm. So why do people conclude that that was our first DM and then after that we shagged and had a baby?
I'm like, people, man.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he DM'd me.
Yeah. Mm. And here we are.
Yeah. Our son is actually turning a year this month.
Beautiful.
How does he feel like most of this interview you've been speaking about Dumi, how does he feel? Isn't he like, yo, dude, can you get over it, man? Like,
Tino's very supportive. Like, I feel like God sent Tino to me.
Okay.
Because he's very supportive with everything that I do, even with the whole situation with Dumi, you know. I try and not make it a thing because I also don't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
So it's not like a conversation that we're going to have every day that, oh my gosh, you know, I miss Dumi. Oh my gosh. This
he used to go down on me, you know?
Because, you know what, I'm not going to have those conversations. Like, because I also have to respect the man that he is.
Yes.
And I also have to respect the relationship that I'm in, and also just be in the moment and embrace everything that's happening in my life right now, whether I like it or not. Dumi is my past.
Mm.
Tino is my present and my future.
So
I need to make things work with Tino.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So it was his birthday, like, last week. Do you then wake up maybe feeling emotional? Do you talk to Tino about it? Do you commemorate him? Maybe umvakashele
mathuneni.
You know, sometimes I feel like I need to go through it on my own.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's just some days where I'm just like, I don't need anybody. I don't want my friends, my family, because I'm the only person that understands what I'm going through at the end of the day. So this birthday particularly was really difficult. Like, Monday I saw flames.
Wow.
I saw flames.
Why?
But it was his birthday.
Mm.
And I felt like, for some reason, like, I don't know. I felt like this is my life now without him, you know, and I missed him.
Mm.
And what I've learned about those moments is that you have to go through it.
Yeah.
There's no going over it or under it. You literally have to go through it.
That's how you
and
heal.
And, you know, that's how you heal. Yeah. And every time I go through those moments, I say, my world has ended again, but it'll begin again tomorrow.
Do you ever, like, bump into someone who looks like him and you get triggered?
No.
Oh,
I've never.
Tino looks like him.
I don't see it.
Ah, they're similar, yeah.
Like people
I know
say,
your type, no.
But, yeah, and there's absolutely nothing wrong if I have a type.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are like, yeah, they look alike. And I'm like, but, Ntela, example, I speak in Prince KB, ne? Ne? I speak in ex-ka Prince KB, ne current. Ntela, I speak Googling, but fan.
Even the clothes are smashes
wrong.
On the side.
There's...
They're all fake. Definite type. So you're right. Girls and non-girls. Same thing. Common denominator.
You had to take it there. You just had to take it there.
Do you love Tino more than you love...
Do me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah?
Yes, definitely. And this is... It's because I learned from losing Doomy. I learned how to love more.
Oh, beautiful.
From losing Doomy, I learned how to hug longer, how to kiss longer,
wow.
How to be present.
Because it could
every
be the last
moment.
Hug.
Exactly. Could be the last hug. You learn how to be present in every moment.
Shit, you're so right.
In every moment. So,
wow.
Oh, I love Tino with my soul, man. With my soul, with my everything. With my everything, because I know that. We live on borrowed time.
Yep.
We live on borrowed time.
Deep, bro.
Yeah.
How many people do you think have grasped that ideology? Because I think there's a lot of people on earth, but not a lot of people are living.
Mm-mm. That is so true. And I learned to live because I know what it feels like not to want to live. Like in 2019, look. Doomy passed away in 2017. So 2018 was a year of grief and just trying to make sense of everything.
Mm.
2018 was me taking steps to start living, to find my balance and to find myself. I had to remember the woman who was before... She became Doomy's wife. You know,
to I had to that, yeah.
Yeah, I had to remember who Simpio was. I had to remember my dreams.
Yeah.
2019, I lived, bruh.
Yeah.
I lived.
Nah.
I was like, what? You want to do music?
Let's go.
Do it. You want to dance?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You want a quickie? Let's
act.
Go. You know, you're a young kid.
I was like, Erntin, let's live, bruh. Yeah. Let's live. And that's what I did. And Doomy passed away at a very young age, but he lived his life to the fullest. How many people today can say, I have used all my talents to the best of my ability, and I've used them on platforms that matter?
Ooh.
Not a lot of people say that. Doomy did that. Doomy played for SuperSport. He was a soccer player.
Professional.
Professional soccer player. He was an actor on Rhythm City. He was a singer. He was on Idols.
Yes.
So how many people can say that about their lives, about themselves, you know? So from that, I learned that you have to live to the best of your ability and you have to use your talents to the best of your ability.
We'll get into talents shortly. Are you guys getting married, Tino?
I'm not ready for
You're
marriage.
You're not ready, ne?
Mm-mm.
But it's in the cards. Like, if it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But I'm not rushing it. I want us to live, to love each other, to learn each other, and to get to a point where we're comfortable enough to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it could trigger you as well.
For me, yes. Marriage for me is still trauma. It still represents trauma because... Wedding and a funeral in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, there was a point where I went through that stage where I thought maybe if we didn't get married, then he wouldn't have died. You know? Yeah. So Yeah, I'm taking my time.
You're older than Tino, ne?
Yeah.
How's that? The age difference? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Nah.
It doesn't matter at all. Literally, the only time I remember that Tino's younger than me is when people like you bring it up. And I'm like,
oh, and he looks like he's packing, so him I'm and like, Prince KB. Same one to group.
Or leg to leg.
Leg to leg.
Not even toe to toe.
So, like, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You all can cool. see it.
Let's get into TV, man. Where does your love for TV start? Like, performing?
Guys, I knew that I was a performer from a very young age. I was that kid that would dance in front of, like, Amantabatala, Besibaniga. But I still have my fiber up.
A church?
Yeah. Oh. No, not a church.
What
like,
church
but I used to dance at church. Yeah, too,
someone has never been to a church.
No. When last, do you ever go to church?
No, I haven't
That's
been.
That's why Kulum isn't this. But yeah, anyway. Yeah. Church. what was I saying? Yes, yeah. I used to dance. I used to watch TV and be in front of the TV and try and do whatever the person on TV is doing. If Beyonce's on TV, I'm going to try and dance like her. You know, I was that kid and I knew that was my passion.
Yeah. And you started off in theatre, ne?
I started off in theatre. I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I was so blessed that my first gig was a big one.
Wow.
You know, it was a really big gig. I worked with Mame Ritwala, Abu Cindy Dlatu, Lelete Khumalo. You know, it was a big production.
That's
like,
massive.
I was at rehearsal like this. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is this Lelete Khumalo? You know? And I was trying to just hold it in and just be professional about it, but I was starstruck.
And what did they say about your performance?
They were amazed because they were just like, you're so young. You are so young and you have so much talent. But it put a lot of pressure on me also because it meant I need to step up, you know, and work harder than other people. So when they would go home and rest after rehearsals, I'd still be rehearsing. I'd still be reading my script. I'd still be, because I didn't want to drop the ball. Yeah. I didn't want to be the weakest link.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to work hard.
And you give me a vibe that you're not doing this for money, ne?
No.
But there's no money in
there's no money. Nah. Guys, there's no money. I love performing. I love being in the entertainment industry, but also you have to be clever about it.
Okay.
You're a brand.
Okay.
Sell yourself as a brand. Mm. You know, these days you can make money from making clothes. Hello.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Dope.
Are
we going to get some of these?
Tiani, yes.
Or
well,
you want us
if
to buy?
So you must buy, actually.
Nah, yeah, I must support. Let's buy.
I'm an artist.
Do you have extra large for Saul?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
So you have to, in the industry, yes, understand that you're a performer and you're an entertainer, but also understand that you're a brand, you know, and you have to make money. You have to align your brand with certain brands that will work for you and that will help you make money.
Or create your own brands.
Create your own brands as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Create your own brands as well. What I've learned about the people in the industry, especially our thespians, our bantu fellow thespians, you need to evolve.
Okay.
You need to evolve. You need to adjust.
Mm.
We live in a society of social media now.
Yeah.
Make that work for you, as a thespian. We are in an industry that is so unpredictable.
100%.
You know, 2 months you've got a job, then you don't for the next 3 months.
Yep.
You know, so you need to be clever about it. You are on TV. Start a business. Do something. Use your face. People trust you easily because you are in the industry. So go into meetings. Like, there is nothing wrong with knocking on doors.
But
even
you know
if they
us.
Say no.
You know us as artists. We just want to create, man.
Look,
I don't have any aspirations to have a business.
Yeah, but look. I look at it this way. I'm an artist. I want to create too, but I need money. I need capital. Mm. And in order for me to do what I want, I have to do what I need to do. You know what I mean? I need to do what I don't like,
okay,
which is the business part of it.
Yes.
and make money so I can
enjoy
what I love doing, you know, and also invest in myself, you know, invest in my music if I want to do music, invest in the clothing brands if I want to do that, you know, invest in everything that I want to do. But unfortunately, most people in the industry just want to act and just want to.
Yeah.
Even if you see that, guys, there's no money and I'm struggling, you're still doing the very same thing and you're hoping that something's going to change. And truth is, nothing will unless you do.
Did you ever get exposed to like the dirty underworld of the TV scene?
Oh, yeah. Say,
for real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're pretty, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. About couch casting and all of that. Like,
not you.
I'm serious. Everybody, guys, I've lost jobs because of it. I've lost your endorsements because you said no. And it, and then you see Ugutitoloban, and then you're just like, I know what you did.
<You know? laughs>
Wow. No, I'm kidding. That's my girl. That's my girl.
Yeah,
no,
we love her.
We love her. That's kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know any other person, too. It's the first name that came to my head.
Wow. But like, yeah, you do go through those experiences and Ashim.
How the fuck is that shit still happening? Guys, it's 2021.
Ufike go wrong. I think now it's better though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because now we are older and they're looking for the younger ones. You know. But I haven't experienced that again.
But I'm saying, like, if I'm a producer, how could I think that I can do a couch casting and won't come out in this day and age? Because that person, as soon as she leaves, she can just tweet that shit.
Exactly. And with us, I think most of our generation kept quiet about it because you don't want to be seen as that girl.
Yeah.
You're trying to build your brand.
Yeah.
You know, you're fresh in the industry and you're just like, what is this? And for me, it happened when I was so young. And unfortunately, it was people that I looked up to. You know, you know when they say you should never meet your hero.
Yeah,
it was that type of situation when you just like.
Was in the
what? How does it happen? Does the guy say, "Come to my house, let's go out for lunch," or the office, and then does it tell you directly you're not gonna get this role or whatever gig unless you sleep with
me? It's situations like that. Come to my house or let's go out for dinner and you say no and then they try again and then you're just like, bruh, it's not going
to
happen.
And you're never tempted when you're trying to break through?
No, not at all. I've got a strong personality and I was raised by a very strong dad, you know, and my dad has always said you have to work for what you have. You work hard. And he has always said that you fall in love on your terms, not on the guy's terms.
Did he let you date when you were in high school?
Well, no. But we dated anyway. You know, he just let us, but we dated anyway. And shame, my dad has 3 girls. So it was.
But you're his favorite, man, because you were named after him.
I was not. I don't think I'm my dad's favorite. Yeah. I think my little sister's my dad's favorite because she always gets away with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my little sister is. Well, I was named after my dad because my dad was kind of hoping for a boy. Hello.
<Ta-la-la>.
A pretty girl came out. You know, but I look like him.
Yeah.
I look exactly like my dad.
In some weird way, do you think being a PK prepared you for the industry?
Definitely.
Nah.
Definitely, because when you're a PK, you live your life under a microscope.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All the time. You know, it also makes you have that thick skin, you know. So now for me in the industry, like I said, if people talk, they talk. I don't care. Like, you'd have to hurt me, you have to physically hurt me.
Yeah.
If you say something, you say it and it's like, okay.
What happened to the reality show, Pastor's Kids?
Pastor's Kid was a reality show with different families.
Okay.
It wasn't just us, you know. So it was one episode for every family. Yeah.
Did you ever watch it, sir?
Nope.
Yeah. Why did you guys do that?
Burnt Onion just approached me and they're like, we know you're a PK, we're doing this show, would you like to do it? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you go, man, there was a picture of you and Claire. Who was the girl DJing? Tuli P?
Tuli.
Yeah.
Oh, the electricity. My gosh. See, Lila in my little Lila Sayiketa. Like, I got, oh my gosh, that meme. I don't know. So many people sent it to me. I was like, okay.
What is happening there?
I was like, okay.
Is that why we're blow shitting 30k?
Of course. Lila, I'm keeping my locus. Silvile, nombali, guabam nani, say makaya.
What was happening there?
No, man. Like, Chili invited us to one of her gigs. Like I said, I was shooting Rockville.
Yeah.
So we're all shooting Rockville.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, guys, I'm going to be at Rockets, so let's go out. And I was like, sure, I haven't gone out in a long time.
Yeah.
Because baby's been keeping me at home. You know, I was like, let's go out. And I had the time of my life. You can even see in the picture. I didn't even see the photographer. I was here, mama. I was just like, yay. And then I see the picture. I'm like, oh, there was somebody who was taking a photo. I didn't. But I had fun.
Yeah.
Fun, yeah.
No, that's dope, man. Since you're close with Entley, what do you think about what she's going on right now, what she's going through?
I think you don't know what is happening unless you are in the situation.
Mm.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same with all relationships?
All relationships. Yeah. Mm. And it's okay to go through difficult times.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just that unfortunately with us, people put it on those platforms, on Twitter, and people have opinions about your life.
Mm.
What I like about Entley is that she's living her life.
Mm.
She's living her truth, which is the most important thing.
Mm.
We live in a generation that wants people to perceive them as perfect.
100%.
You know, we always want the perfect pictures, but we are going through so much.
Yeah.
We're a set generation with perfect pictures.
Yeah. Mm.
That is the unfortunate part about our generation. And I like the fact that she is just living her truth. She's going through everything, but she's being strong.
Yeah.
And I really hope they come to an understanding.
Yeah. I still think they love each other, to be honest.
Like, I don't know. But if they do love each other, I really hope they work through things. And for the sake of the kids, I hope everything works out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, what I've noticed, when a woman still cares, it means she still loves you. Because once a woman is done, like, she's done with you, she doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
She's gone. You know what I mean? So
gone, bro.
Yeah,
gone.
Like I said, if you're not in that situation, you don't know what's going on. So we are looking from the outside.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in the relationship. So I just really hope they both come to an understanding.
All right. We're going to play a quick game now.
Okay.
Hit you with some rapid fire questions. You know, answer as quick as you can.
Oh my gosh.
But before that, Mubango, the Queen Isidingo, which one did you enjoy the most?
Sure. Isidingo.
Isidingo, ne?
Definitely Isidingo. Isidingo. Because Mubango was a learning curve.
Yeah.
Mubango, I was starting out, I was trying to figure out things, and I learned so much at Mubango. And I tell everyone, once you've been on Mubango, you can survive anywhere.
Anywhere, ne?
Anywhere, because you learn so much. There's workshops, there's, you know.
Is it?
Yes. Mm. You know, and yeah, that just the way Mubango is managed, bruh, yo. It trains you. Can you speak any vendor? No, not really. Just a bit.
Okay.
Just a bit. Isidingo
was...
come
to my house, I'll teach you.
We're on the couch.
On the couch.
On the couch. I was about to say, no, I'm not going to anybody's house. I'm not going to anyone's house. Like, Mubango, I learned a lot. Isidingo was, I found myself.
Mm.
I found myself as a performer. And, oh, man, the cast, the crew, everyone was just so easy to work with. It was just a very...
I grew
very
up
nice
watching Isidingo. Was Buck Haynes still there when you were there?
No.
Ah.
It left.
Sherelle.
I literally
Sherelle?
Did the last season of Sherelle. Isidingo. I literally did the last season of Isidingo.
Oh, so they got Ken because of you guys.
Good performing. The ratings dropped.
Well, no. The ratings actually went up when I got there. I'm kidding.
All right, cool. Here we go. Here's some rapid fire questions. Favorite actress, past or present?
I've got so many.
Give me one.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize?
Yes, I love Charlize Theron.
She's still acting.
I love
Charlize. Not even a Tusombetu.
I love Charlize Theron. I love Tusombetu. She's my favorite now because I've been watching her.
Yeah.
Now,
what did you think of her performance on?
She killed it. And the accent, and also the fact that she remained in that character throughout. I don't understand how she did that, because it's very emotional and also mentally to get into that space. When you do one scene, one emotional scene. It is a lot.
I was watching an interview with Oprah. She said she had to go for therapy after.
I understand. Completely.
Yeah.
Understand. Because once you've done emotional scenes, when you have an emotional storyline, when you get home, you're drained.
Yeah.
You are drained. Like, emotions. Like, you feel like you come from a funeral of somebody that you love. Because you've been crying the whole day. You know, you're tired emotionally, mentally. So, for her to have been able to do that For the whole season?
Sure. Do you have aspirations to go to America?
Not really. If it happens, it happens. But I believe in taking Africa to the world. You know, I honestly, ubonile leyo ka eye corona. Like a special.
Which one?
Anyway.
Which one?
I was saying,
okay, mask love.
That's the right one. But I was saying, I believe in taking Africa to the world. I believe in this is my dream, right? I want to be a known actor in Africa. I want to be a known musician in Africa first. And I want the rest of the world to know me as an African artist.
I get you.
So I'm speaking to people.
Nice.
You know, Nigeria, Tanzania,
oh,
Ghana.
Oh, wow.
You know, and there's money, guys. And Africa has money.
Too much. Yeah. Nigeria. Ghana. Those guys are balling.
Africa has money. You know those Nollywood
movies
that are popular?
Yeah, yeah.
They get paid more than us.
Yeah, and we frown upon South Africa. We frown upon them like,
they are millionaires.
Yeah.
And billionaires.
Yeah. I mean, Nigeria alone, there's 300 million people, more.
Yeah. It's got a lot of people.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, those are the parts of Africa that I want to infiltrate.
Yeah.
You know, and just make it big there before I can say, okay.
Yeah, I see you succeeding, man. I don't think that's going to be easy
Thank
for you to
you.
Do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who would you want to play you in a movie of your life? Who would you want to play you?
Ooh.
Joanne.
Well, come on, Joanne. You keep talking about this, Joanne. Let me Google
Joanne
this.
Reinecke is one of the best actresses in South Africa.
Joanne,
what? My best friend.
Reinecke.
Joanne.
She's on the estate right now. And it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
How do you Miss
spell
Reinecke?
Her surname?
R-E-Y-N-E-C-K-E.
Oh, Joanne Reinecke, actress. Let me see images. You keep talking. Oh, she's pretty.
Yes.
Damn it.
That's my friend.
Sure.
She's very pretty.
Phew. She's also divorced.
She was never married.
Oh, she was never married.
No.
Wow. What shows is she on?
She's on The Estate right now.
Oh, The Estate. What's that?
SABC 3.
Oh.
It's a Serbian SABC 3.
Wow, she's pretty, man.
So, I'd like her to play me because she's an amazing actress and a lot of people say we kind of look alike.
Yeah. Best thing about being a performer?
Being on stage.
Nah.
Yeah. When that crowd is screaming and you're on stage. Best feeling in the world.
Yeah. Do you actually get to see who's in the crowd?
I try and look. My eyesight is not great.
Mm.
But I try and look and see. Yeah.
Because I've been on stage in front of like 10,000 people.
You can't see.
If I walk past them, I wouldn't know they were on the stage.
They were
the thing. You just see ants, bro.
Yeah.
No, I mean, sometimes you do find the ones that are here in front and you're like, hi. You hardly see them.
All right, cool. Yeah. Worst thing that's happened to you on set?
Been given 25 scenes. Oof. In a day.
Yeah.
It was literally just me on the call sheet.
Damn it.
Yeah.
And you get paid the same amount.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And it's because other people couldn't make it or other. Yeah. I'm always, I'm a good person. Like, I'm always just like, I'm a team player. Yeah. So if somebody can't make it, I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Who's better, Cindy Dlatu or Connie Ferguson?
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh. I love both.
Gotta choose one. Gun to your head.
I'll say Cindy because she's my biggest sister.
Nah.
Yeah. Like, we're so close. Mm. Cindy's literally, like, when I started in the industry, she took me under her wing. Mm. Like, we slept on the same bed, like, when I was 16 for 3 months.
And Connie?
Connie, I look up to her.
Okay.
I love that she has moved to another level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's built her brand.
Yeah.
And they're doing amazing work.
Which character do you prefer, Thuli from Mubango or Buhle from The Queen?
I'd say Thuli because Buhle was a very short role.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're a slay queen then, eh?
Yeah.
But you do come across like a slay queen.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, thanks. Yeah. Slay queen I'll take that as a compliment because it means I slay.
Yeah, you slay, girl.
You go, girl.
After we're done here, we're going to, where do the slay queens go? There by 4 ways.
Where do they go?
Cubana, there. We're going there.
Cubana? What kind of slay queens have you been around?
Dude. It's not Cubana.
They go to Black Door now, right? Santa. Black Door. Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I got to update my slay queen up software.
No, really, dog.
No, you're ready to.
You're 98. Where well, you still call the Black Diamonds.
In closing, man, how are you related to Bongeni Ngema?
He's my dad's uncle.
Oh, wow. Oh, for real? Yeah.
But the funny thing is, I don't think he knows me. I don't think he knows me, but I've worked with him before on Sheila's Day.
And you didn't tell him that you related?
No, I'm very shy. Yeah. So I wasn't going to be like, yeah, okay, so you know my dad. My dad is this person, so I'm the daughter too. I was just like, fine. He was just like, oh, you're Ngema, Ngema.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dude, Sims, thank you so much for coming through, man. In closing, what do you want to be remembered as, you know, when it's all said and done?
I want to be remembered as an entertainer.
Mm.
I want to be remembered as a person who lived to the best of their ability and who used their talent to the best of their ability.
Mm. When you say live, what do you mean? Like, is
that girl who tried new things, that girl who wasn't afraid to live because of what people are going to say.
I get you.
You know, that person who is fearless. Mm. And most importantly, I want to be remembered as a person that lived their truth, irrespective of what their truth was, whether it's pain or joy.
Mm. Dude, I love you so much, man. Like, I think you're strong. No wonder they say women are strong, bro. Like, what you went through, I wouldn't even wish that on my worst enemy.
Like, that is so true. You know what I mean? Don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
And here you are, you know, you moved on, you're smiling, you got a kid.
Yes. You know? And I'm happy.
Yeah. Which is all that matters.
And I'm happy, and that's what matters, you know, because When you go through such tragedy, you don't dream of being happy again. Yeah. You feel like it's such an impossible
thing to
reach, you know. So I am here. Mm. I am smelling the flowers.
COVID-free.
I'm letting the sun shine on my face and I'm enjoying it and I'm loving it.
So, Penduka?
No, shout out to you, man, you know, for coming out of that space. Some people never come back from that kind of stuff, you know. Mm. And yeah, man, all the best.
Thank you.
You're an amazing person.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are you busy with now? QA, I'm shooting a series that I can't talk about.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of course, we can't talk about such things. But I am definitely shooting something soon.
That you can't talk about.
I just shot Rockville.
Nice.
But I'm shooting something starting June 21st, which means I need to go to the gym. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're all going to see it, ne?
Yeah.
Main role. Supporting role. Yes,
main.
Main. Lead. Dope.
So you're definitely going to see it soon. Sure, I'm going to be away for 6 weeks.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So you're leaving the country for 6 weeks?
The country for 2 weeks and the city for four.
How can you guys leave the country during, like, can you guys still fly and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you get a permit.
It's work. Yeah, it's work. So, and also, I'm just hoping that they're not going to close the borders before we leave. Yeah. I really hope not.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of what I'm shooting is going to be shot in music. South Africa.
And music?
I'm so excited about music. Yeah. Like I said, being a mom took over.
Yeah.
I just wanted to concentrate on that at least for a year and give my son that attention. Mm. But I'm going back to studio on Tuesday.
Nice. Dope.
Going to record.
What vibe are we doing? What vibe?
House. Afro house.
Yeah.
Afro.
Mm. Wow. No one's doing that, eh?
No one's doing that. Like I said, true. Like musically, I look up to Boosie.
Nice.
In South Africa. Good. I love her sound. Oh my gosh. And she is an amazing writer. So you listen to her music and you can see that she incorporated so many things musically, like instruments, like, you know, it's not just beats.
Her voice is an instrument.
Is an instrument. So I play the keys, I play the drums.
Wow.
So I want to incorporate that into my music. I want to be able to get on stage. Okay, this is how I like to do it, right?
Yeah.
Like I tell people, this is how I see myself. If I'm going to perform, I see myself on a big stage.
Yes.
Spotlight is on Sims.
Uh-huh.
And there's a big piano on stage.
White, black piano.
They're black.
Yes.
And I'm just sitting there and I'm playing my song.
Yes.
Very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And then
ba-bam.
The lights go off.
Casual.
And then when they go on, I am there with my dancers.
Hey.
Let's go.
And Beyonce is looking at you in the VIP box.
So now people don't understand. Is that Alicia Keys or Beyonce? What's going on? What is going on?
Oh, man, we can't wait to see that one.
Soon.
Coming soon. Sims, thank you so much, man. This has been amazing.
Corona.
Yeah. This has been Podcast and Chill. We're coming at you at David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. We're out of here. Podcast and Chill. Boom.
Boom.
Wow, that was awesome.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Yeah, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.